はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、
ヨシです。
高瀬です。
Peter here, as always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Well, back for the first time in a long time. Today, joining us in the studio is the Nagasaki Connection. Welcome back, guys!
ヨシ、おかえりなさい。
あ、高瀬さん、ただいま。ただいま。高瀬さん、おかえりなさい。
ただいま。
Yes, that's the way it should go. 高瀬さん、where have you been? Okay, now let's, go ahead. I like that. Takase-san, where have you been?
Well, I was not invited to the studio. Well, no one wanted me, that's why.
Pretty much the case. But we're short on people today, so it's great to have you back.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
And you're back just in time for today's great episode. Today we're going to be talking about visiting houses. Not just any house, but visiting a friend's house or apartment. Or a small room, because there are lots of those in Japan. And we're going to go through some customs and some phrases that will help get you through the whole process. Takase-san, when was the last time you visited someone's house? I didn't
for a long time. And I don't even remember.
Well, it's a good thing Yoshi-san has so many friends. Yoshi-san, when was the last time you visited someone's house?
Last week.
And what kind of relationship did you have with the person you were visiting?
I was visiting my friend's house.
Now, what we're going to point out today is it's quite a difference if you're visiting a friend's house where they live in an apartment by themselves, or if you're going to a kind of formal occasion. Say you're coming to Japan, you have a long-time pen pal, or you have a friend and that friend's taking you to the family house. We're going to go through a bunch of different situations. Now, Yoshi-san, if you're going to visit a friend, now this friend you went to visit, does that person live alone?
Yes.
Okay, so when you went to the house, what did you say when you went in the house? It's kind of a very informal situation, correct?
It was kind of formal.
What do you mean?
I want to know too. Okay.
So, I actually visited my friend's dad's place, and my friends and other friends came along. Like, we all met there, but at my friend's dad's place. So, it was kind of informal, but still formal in a way.
All right. What did you do? You went to the house, and did you use the intercom, or did you go straight to the door and knock?
I knocked on the door.
Okay. And then did your friend's dad say anything, or he just opened the door?
He said, come on in.
And how did he say that in Japanese?
He actually said, it's open, so...
Okay, give us the Japanese for that. I thought you said it was a formal situation.
He said, aitoru yo.
Can you give it to us one more time and try to listen for this accent that we went over once? So this happened actually in Kyushu, right?
Right.
One more time?
Aitoru yo.
Break it down.
Aitoru yo. Aitoru yo.
Now, unless you're in Kyushu and it's a very good acquaintance, I don't think this phrase is going to come in too handy for our listeners out there, but can you give us the standard Japanese?
Aiteru yo.
And this is the present progressive of the verb to open.
Aiteru. Aiteru.
And this phrase can be used if you have plans with a friend, they're coming over, they knock on the door, you can just yell this out from the other side and let them know that they are welcome to come on in. I think this could work out well if you're going on an exchange program and, you know, you're in a dorm or something like this. Very informal situation. Now, what did you say before you went in the door? And I hope you're going to say this next phrase because if not, I'm going to be a little disappointed. It's kind of the standard phrase that you use when you go into someone's house.
Yes, I said, お邪魔します.
Perfect. One more time, slowly please. もう一度お願いします. ゆっくりお願いします.
お邪魔します.
This roughly translates to... I'm going to trouble you now.
Yes.
And I think this works out very well in Yoshi's case. You definitely live up to this phrase.
Hey! Stop it now! Sorry.
Oh boy. What a Monday. Everyone's feeling really good today. Okay, can you break this phrase down for us?
お邪魔します。お邪魔します。
Now let's take a closer look at this phrase. Notice how it starts off with the prefix.
お.
This is attached to the front of the noun.
邪魔.
Break this down.
邪魔.
Interrupt. And we turn this into a verb by attaching
する.
To interrupt, to bother, to hinder. And in this case, we make it polite.
お邪魔.
And when we say する politely, it is
します.
So the phrase becomes
お邪魔します.
This is the standard. When you enter a residence, a friend's place, this is the standard when you go in the door. Right before you go into the door, you say, Takase-san?
お邪魔します。
Yoshi-san?
お邪魔します。
Perfect. How about cars? When you get into a car, would I use this phrase? Would I say, お邪魔します?
I don't.
I think you can say that, but you can also say, 失礼します。
Yeah, I think that's the better choice when you're getting into a car. Break that down.
失礼します。失礼します。
And again, we make this into a verb by adding する。Let's take the する off and look at this noun.
失礼。
Rudeness. Then we attach
する
to make into a verb, to be rude. And we say it in the polite form. It becomes
します。
Give us the whole phrase.
失礼します。
This can be interpreted as excuse me. So when you enter a room, you start off with
失礼します。
And also when you leave a room,
失礼しました。
Then, when we get into a car, it is
失礼します。
In most cases. Now again, let's get back to the house. Now I suppose this comes from the fact that the house is more intimate. We gave you the polite phrase to say before going to someone's house. Now if that other person wants to say, please come in a polite way, Takase-san, what would that person say?
どうぞお入りください。
One more time, slowly please.
どうぞお入りください。
Three parts to this phrase. First part, please.
どうぞ。
Break it down.
どうぞ。どうぞ。
Please. You often hear this phrase used when someone presents something to eat or something to drink. Please, as in, please go ahead. Followed by.
お入りください。
Again, what do we have in the front there, Takase-san?
お。
The honorific prefix. Followed by.
入り。
And this stems from the verb
入る
to enter and followed by
ください
please. Now this is an extremely, extremely polite way to invite someone to enter your house. Let's have Takase-san say it one time and Yoshi-san follow up with once more.
どうぞお入りください
Yoshi-san, one time please.
どうぞお入りください
Sounds so warm and welcoming.
Yes.
You like that, right, Takase?
Yes. Can I come in?
どうぞお入りください。
お邪魔します。
And there it is. Let's give you a little taste of how it would go in a real situation.
ああ、ヨシさん、どうぞお入りください。
お邪魔します。
Now let's reverse it. Takase-san will be knocking on Yoshi's door.
あ、はいはいはいはい。あ、あ、高瀬さん。どうぞお入りください。
お邪魔します。
Yeah, needless to say, I don't think Takase-san will be coming by anytime soon.
I will.
And Takase-san, what about when you use the window to go in people's houses?
What?
Okay, back today is, I don't know what, something in the water, something in the air conditioner. Things are chaotic here. Now, a couple things. This is the standard for entering and inviting someone in. So Yoshi-san, now we live in the 21st century. Some of us, Takase-san, unlike you who lives in a wooden house where you just yell in the door or the keyhole, if you go to visit a friend in an apartment building, you like that, right? If you go to visit a friend in an apartment building, you'll use an intercom or a phone to call them and let them know you're there. In that case, Yoshi-san, what will we do? You punch in the room number and then you say?
Yoshi desu.
Your name followed by?
Desu.
Break it down.
Desu. Desu.
Takase-san, you go to visit Yoshi-san's rich uncle in Roppongi Hills. Pick up the intercom, or you dial on the intercom, and you say?
Konnichiwa, Takase desu.
Same as Yoshi, name plus desu. Now, Takase-san, here you used?
Konnichiwa.
Meaning good afternoon, but it's usually very flexible with the time. Not as flexible as good morning, but it's quite flexible, and in this case, it works. There's one other thing that may be used, and this takase, you should be familiar when people come to visit. What can they yell in the door or yell in through the thin walls?
Konnichiwa! Gomen kudasai!
Give us the first part, two words here.
Gomen.
Break it down.
Gomen.
This is sorry plus?
Kudasai.
Please, break this down.
Kudasai.
Sorry, please. And this phrase is used when you can't see anyone and you want someone to come out. This phrase I've used a few times in shops, small mom and pop shops. The door's open, all the things are there for the taking, and nobody's in sight. So, Yoshi-san, in this case too, you can yell out,
Gomen kudasai.
You can also use this if you go to someone's door and you knock and there's no answer, you can yell out this phrase too. So in today's lesson, we gave you the ways to invite somebody in and the phrases to get you through the door. If you walk away with anything today, it's this phrase. Takase-san, what's the phrase of the day?
お邪魔します.
And saying this before you go in someone's house will make all the difference. Yoshi-san, how polite do you seem if you use this when you enter someone's house?
He or she must have a really good education.
It's the difference between good food and all right food. It's the difference between them breaking out the really good tea and the instant green tea. So you really want to make sure you say this before you go in. It really, really expresses everything you feel in one phrase. Lets the party that invited you over know that you really care and this really means a lot to you. So this is the phrase. Yoshi-san, one more time.
お邪魔します.
That's going to cover for this week. What we're going to do next week is we're going to come back and give you part two of survival phrases in the house. Now, this is great again. Things that really make your visit to a Japanese person's house amazing for you and them. So that's going to do for today. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have the PDF inside the Learning Center. So much to bring it all together. Takase-san, final words for everybody?
お邪魔しました.
Very nice. Yoshi-san, top that?
失礼しました.
Takase-san, can we say that?
Yes.
Are you just being nice?
Yes.
All right, that's going to do for today. See you tomorrow.
また来週.